There's more fallout now for the White House after Charlottesville, and in this case, the president's reaction to it. This week, several CEOs quit two economic advisory councils, and then on Wednesday, the president announced on Twitter that he was disbanding those councils altogether. Kenneth Frazier, the CEO of the pharmaceutical company Merck, was the first of nine executives to resign from a manufacturing council in response to the president's handling of the violence in Charlottesville. Three executives on another business council had already resigned over the president's position on the Paris Climate Accords and his so-called Muslim travel ban. And members had reportedly organized a conference call to talk about disbanding the group right around the time the president announced he was already ending it. Sheila Kolhatkar is staff writer for The New Yorker and joins me now. Welcome, Sheila.
Hi.
This is the kind of access and clout that corporations usually spend a lot of energy and a great deal of money with lobbyists and others to get to. So can we discern where the line was here that made so many of them back away to say, hey, this isn't in our business interests to stay next to the president of the United States?
Well, it's true that I think that they tend to make decisions oftentimes based on a cost and benefit analysis. And certainly in this case, the cost started to outweigh the benefits. Now, I think even the CEOs who were not personally aligned with President Trump's philosophy or some of his ideas, such as on immigration, as you mentioned, you know, I think they really did want the possibility of influencing his policy ideas. And frankly, I think the business community expected the Trump administration would be giving them a lot of gifts, business-friendly policies, lower corporate taxes, reduced regulation, loosening of environmental laws. And some of those things have been happening behind the scenes. But on a big picture level, the major policy promises do not seem to be coming together. Tax reform is going to be the next one, but all of this turmoil is undermining all of that. And I think they finally realized that it was going to hurt them to stick around.
So does this mean that if the legislative agenda from the White House, the pro-business agenda, were going more smoothly, even with the public condemnation of how the president handled Charlottesville, that a lot of these CEOs might have stuck it out?
I think it might have helped influence their decision. I think it would have been a harder decision for some of them. I think also the fact that these councils sort of dissolved is a sign that perhaps they weren't doing much anyway. My sense is that some of these business leaders didn't feel like they were actually having a lot of influence, and that this whole thing was a kind of window dressing for Trump to kind of parade them around and have photo ops. But I think that many of them were not seeing results. So in the end, why should they, you know, take the hit for being associated with these sort of toxic ideas that he's brought forth when they're not really getting anything out of it?
Still, Sheila Kolhatkar, it should be noted, tax reform is going to be difficult, but they do have a shot at it. It's worth $1 trillion. And a lot of these companies are getting a great deal of what they like from this administration. Regulations are going out the window left and right. It's not like it's a bad time for them.
That's absolutely correct. And I think that is reflected in the stock market. The stock market has continued to go up for the most part, in spite of all sorts of, you know, frightening signs on the horizon, including these recent, you know, sort of shaking relationships with North Korea. And that's a reflection of optimism about corporate earnings. And it's true that while everyone has been very focused on Trump and his Twitter feed, behind the scenes, there are groups of people within the White House who are making big changes that are going to affect business. One of the biggest ones is the deregulation sort of push that's going on. I mean, all of that is happening quietly while everyone is distracted by the sort of circus that's playing out.
Lots of optimism from the corporate world about their prospects, even as they back away from photo ops with the president on his economic councils. Sheila Kolhatkar, staff writer for The New Yorker. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And we've been asking you, if you're a business owner, have you ever walked away from a deal in order to stand up for a principle you believe in?
I'm an independent contractor here in Vermont, and multiple times I have fired or refused to work with subcontractors being racist, sexist, or homophobic on site.
I am an artist, and when I sell a painting, I have the buyer sign an agreement that states the copyright of the work is retained by me. I have refused to sell works two times when the buyer refused to sign this.
Your calls at 877-8-MY-TAKE.